We're speaking to Father Luke Palumbas of the St. Basil Greek Orthodox Church in Houston, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas called the storm Harvey one of the largest disasters America has ever faced and said the region would not recover anytime soon. The devastating effects of Hurricane Harvey are such that even people who study weather are finding it hard to grapple with the scale of the devastation of the hurricane. Obviously, our thoughts and our prayers are with the people affected by Hurricane Harvey, and Father Luke has agreed to come on today to speak to us a little bit about it. Father Luke, thanks for taking the time. How's your family? How's your parish? Are they safe?
As they're showing the devastation that's taking place in the area, and make no mistake about it, Governor Abbott is 100% correct. This is a devastation unlike anything that I have ever seen before. I think that the real story that will end up being memorialized is not the devastation from the storm, but rather the inspiration of Houstonians and Texans reaching out and helping one another. It's been absolutely awe-inspiring to see people who have been spared and people who have been drastically impacted, losing their homes and all their possessions, rallying on a moment's notice when they see a neighbor in need and stepping up to the plate to offer true agape in any way that they can. I can share already hundreds of stories of people that are out there crossing alligator and water moccasin infested bayous to put people on kayaks or canoes or anything that will float to get them to safety. Volunteers that are doing this neighbor to neighbor all the way up to our officials in the area as well too. Their response has been phenomenal. We've had several parishioners affected at varied degrees. I know of at this point in time at least a dozen that have definitely had their homes flooded. I know of close to between 40 and 50 families from our parish who have evacuated their homes. They're displaced and they're waiting for waters to recede to gain access back to their homes to see whether their homes have flooded. However, as I said, I believe that the way that the story of Hurricane Harvey will be memorialized once we're past that devastation is going to be a great story of hope because of the phenomenal Christian resolve of the people of Texas.
Well, you know, as the president of the School of Hellenic College and Holy Cross, we reach out to our alumni, which I've been doing, and obviously you're an alum of ours. We're extremely proud of you, and therefore we're very concerned for you, your family, and the parish. We are in shock when we look at this noetic event. We say, now how is this possible? 50 inches of rain. I mean, we've never seen this. So you've described some of the situation. We did see, of course, you know, elderly folks at nursing homes in wheelchairs, waist deep in water. We do see people carrying others on kayaks. So it is an inspirational story. Is there anything that you would like to tell our listeners finally that they need to know and maybe even how they can help? Has anything been set up yet so we can help out?
There has been. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share that. First and foremost, I invite everybody to maintain us in prayers. I truly believe that this could have already been significantly worse, if you can imagine that, if it were not for the prayers that we're receiving in terms of that support. So I invite and ask everyone to pray. You mentioned our spiritual home of Holy Cross in Brookline, Massachusetts, and I ask all of our students and our faculty to uplift us in prayers because I know that the prayers from that holy hill and that beautiful chapel go directly to God's ear. In addition, we've set up ways for people to provide monetary assistance at this emergency state. We'll be posting on our parish Facebook page within the hour some ways to be able to offer assistance directly to the church through PayPal or through wiring directly to accounts. There's even one of our teams in our church took the initiative to create a custom ink t-shirt fundraiser that's listed there as well too. And then, of course, we always encourage people to consider making gifts to IOCC, which has already dispatched and is in the local area with the first wave of emergency response. So those ways are listed on our Facebook page, and I invite people to go there and to offer assistance in any way that they can And please know that in as much as we're being prayed for, that we are praying for you in return as well, too.
That's great. And I'm very pleased to hear that IOCC has been mobilized as well. For those of us who lived in Florida, we suffered in the decade of 2000 to 2010 with probably 8 hurricanes. And we remember IOCC coming in with semis filled with canned goods, lanterns. I mean, it was an incredible, incredible effort. And I know that they're going to do the same again. Father Luke, our prayers are with you. Please give our love and respect to your family, the entire St. Basil Parish, and God protect you and guide you in
the
days
ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you.